You are listening to John Diard's Life Spa, your premier source for health news and Ayurveda, where modern science meets ancient wisdom.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. John Diard, and welcome to the Life Spa podcast, where we prove the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with modern science. And today, we're actually having a repeat guest, Logan Wright, who's the founder of a company that makes mastic gum from the remote island in Greece, the only place where this tree actually grows. And we're going to talk about all the medicinal research and benefits of this mastic gum from the sap of this very, very important tree for things like heartburn and GERD and reflux and things like that. And Logan is also offered, his company's offered a 10% discount using the code LIFESPA, L-I-F-E-S-P-A, if you're interested in learning more or trying out the mastic gum or their new mastic capsules. And Logan Wright is the founder of the company called Greco Gum, and the website there is grecogum.com. Welcome back, Logan. It's good to see you again. We're going to talk about everything about Greco Gum. I want to hear all about mastic gum and the science behind it and any new studies you have. I'm just super excited about it.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be back and to talk mastic with you. And this time we can cover a little more ground about some new things that have come out since our first conversation and some new products that we've released since then. So cool. It's great.
Yeah, why don't we first start out, like, you know, maybe just a little bit of the history of mastic gum so people understand what mastic gum is and where it came from and, you know, how it came to be, you know, sort of, well, it's the benefits are just multifaceted, which is what I want to get into today. But let's talk about the history first.
Sure. So mastic itself has a very rich history dating back over 2,500 years. This mastic is a chewable tree resin that comes from the mastic tree. It only comes from the mastic tree, and this tree only grows on the island of Chios in Greece. And what's so special about this resin is that it has so many medicinal benefits, so many oral and gut health benefits, and it's been chewed for thousands of years for these reasons. And wars have been fought over this tree resin because it was just so valuable to the communities because they recognize how potent it is for so many different ailments that, you know, we still suffer from today. So tree resin itself has been chewed by many different cultures for thousands of years of all different types of tree varieties. But what makes mastic so special and unique compared to these other tree resins is the unique microclimate in which the trees grow and produce this resin. Mastic trees have been planted in other places. Many have tried to duplicate the success, but they've all failed. And it's only on this very small island off the coast of Greece where the resin can successfully grow. And that's a big part of what makes it so special is that there is such a finite supply of it. And it's harvested once per year. And you never know what each harvest will bring. So as far as the supply itself, it can vary wildly, you know, depending on droughts or wildfires, pests. So there's a small amount of it. We can't make more of it. We're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and everybody wants it because it's so effective and it has such a rich history.
You know, what we write about at Life Spa is kind of ancient medical wisdom backed by modern science, right? And the idea is that if something's been around for thousands and thousands of years, they would have figured out that it didn't work, you know, after 100 years, maybe, you know, but for something to be practiced for thousands of years and still being practiced today and having modern science to back it up, it's like, it's definitely something people should just kind of, that's kind of what we do. I kind of feel like that's a great place for folks to start, at least now, because science alone really can prove whatever it wants. We never know, really. Coffee can be good, coffee bad, wheat's good, you name it. There's science on both sides of the aisle. And that's why time-tested wisdom is such a valuable piece of the puzzle. But I had no idea that mastic gum was so delicate, almost like the redwoods. They only grow in that one place on the planet. In these changing times, that's a little scary, right? Because if it's such a delicate environment, things could change or be changing as we speak. Are you noticing that, where it's getting tougher to grow or better to grow based on the climate change?
It tougher and easier in different ways. So, I mean, it's tougher in the fact that the popularity of mastic has never been higher. So there is a much greater demand, which means that there are also other purveyors trying to capitalize on that to meet that demand. So, we're fighting for more inventory with the Growers Association. At the same time, more and more people are asking for it. So we're just trying to make sure we can meet all of those demands. Technology has also come a long way, and the cultivation practices, I mean, it's still grown, harvested, and collected using these traditional techniques the same way it was done hundreds of years ago or even 1,000 years ago. So it's not like, agricultural technology or AI is really making it more optimal in that regard. So it's just a matter of trying to predict weather patterns and trends and preparing ourselves. Like if the farmers know that there is a torrential downpour or a possible potential for flooding, then they can take precautionary measures to try and help mitigate the damage against the crops. But at the end of the day, there's not much we can do, and that's kind of that's the dice roll. The dice we roll when we introduce this product to the North American market is that you get what you get, and hopefully each harvest is as good as the previous one, but we don't know. So what we've tried to do is, diversify our product offerings. Whereas when we initially launched, it was just the pure mastic resin for the gum. But now we've branched out into mastic capsules, which is powdered and freeze-dried mastic. So it has its own unique benefits, different from mastic gum, but we're trying to be more creative in the way that we can offer mastic to our audience. And we've got some other things in the works, which are a blend of mastic with some other ingredients to be announced in the near future. But yeah, we're just trying to expand our offerings to try and stretch the mastic as far as we can go.
So, where does the gum come from? Is in the tree?
So it's just like tree sap. When you make maple syrup, you make these incisions into the tree, and then that resinous sap seeps out. And the difference is with mastic, they're scoring the bark with these, long blades. And after they've scored the trees, slowly the sap will drip out. And as it's dripping out, it's crystallizing and it's hardening. And then eventually, it's like a tear running down your cheek, but it's the sap running down the trees, and it will fall off to the ground. And then on the ground, it's then further hardening. And then once that's complete, that process where they've spent the summer scoring the trees and letting that sap drip out, the crystals are collected, they're cleaned, they're sorted, and they're graded. And then washed, and then further processed, sent to us in North America, where we have our own cleaning process and we have our own sorting process. So it's really just a matter of scoring the trees and letting nature take its course. That's really the extent of it.
That's beautiful, like super unprocessed in a way, which is really neat, just really cleaned. And
Yeah, there's no machines involved. It's all done by hand.
before I met you guys, I used to buy mastic gum on Amazon, and the quality was just sort of, really terrible. It was
Yeah,
horrendous, really. And
just like maple syrup, it comes in different grades. So, you can buy the Aunt Jemima syrup from the grocery store, or you can buy
that's not exactly syrup, but yeah.
The grade A syrup from the Sugar Shack in Vermont. And yes, they're both technically maple syrup, but the quality is night and day. So the stuff that you would get off of Amazon or other sellers, like, it's most likely not going to be that A grade stuff that we exclusively source. It could be a few years old, so it's beginning to oxidize, and that will affect the color and the taste of it. So you're not getting the freshest stuff. And the other issue is because mastic is so sensitive to heat and temperature in general, if you're buying something from Amazon, one of those sellers, and you live in North America, it could be a couple of weeks between when your order is placed and when you actually receive it. So who knows what's happening to it in transit? There's a very good chance it will arrive melted into a solid block, which is basically unchewable. So one of the major selling features for us is because we do distribute from North America, and most of our audience is also based in North America, we have very quick shipping times. You don't have to worry about it being stuck on a boat weeks at a time. Your product will arrive, within days of you placing that order, and it's not going to arrive melted.
So let's talk about, one of the things that Ayurveda is really kind of all over is oral hygiene, and they use different types of techniques like oral pulling to kind of change the microbiome and spare the good bacteria and kind of be antagonistic to the bad bacteria. And mastic gum is also kind of antibacterial for the mouth, microbiome, which is really important. It's been shown for like, obviously fresh breath and gum health and all that. Can you talk about some of the research on, what mastic gum, because when you chew it, you're getting that really direct oral hygiene benefit, right?
Yeah, and you're getting that benefit in two ways. One is just from the act of chewing itself, whether you're chewing mastic or you're chewing something else. When you chew, you're producing saliva. And most people are really underproducing the amount of saliva, and they have this chronic dry mouth. So just chewing in general and getting more saliva into your mouth is step one, because saliva, it helps to remineralize your teeth. It washes away those food particles, and it's signaling to your intestines and your digestive system that, hey, food is on the way. So be ready. It's going to happen. So you're producing that saliva. It's washing whatever in your mouth away. And then the mastic itself, yes, it is, not only is it antibacterial, but it's antimicrobial. It's anti-inflammatory. So when it comes to the bacteria in your mouth, a lot of people have it backwards, and that they're taking these antiseptic Listerine mouthwashes because they think, okay, I want to get rid of my bad breath. I need to kill all of the germs in my mouth to solve that problem. But they have it backwards, because when you take something like Listerine, yeah, you're killing the bad bacteria. That's true. But you're also killing the good bacteria. You're just wiping everything out. And so it's a very temporary solution, and something that now you're going to become reliant on, because you don't have the good bacteria anymore. You've killed everything. So mastic is much more gentle. Now, it's not about killing all the bacteria in your mouth. It's about creating the conditions for the good bacteria to thrive and help support the entire ecosystem that's happening in your mouth. It's not about nuking everything. If you're ever prescribed antibiotics for an infection, whatever, that's what's happening. That's why people, they're this necessary evil where it's really tough on your system when you take antibiotics. I mean, if you need to get rid of the infection, whatever, then you have to do it. But it's going to take your body a few weeks at least to recover, because you've wiped everything out and now you're starting with this clean slate. So your body is going to have to rebuild everything that you've lost.
Yeah, not only is it important for gum health and, just the oral hygiene, but you mentioned sparing the good bacteria, and that's critically important. The research on nitric oxide, which is a vasodilation molecule, which is, by the age of 40, the average kind of American has lost 50% of their nitric oxide production. which is why when you're 10, you can roll downstairs, do it again and again and again. But when you're 40, 50, 60, and 70, you're not doing that because you've become brittle. Your arteries have become hardened. That's a lack of nitric oxide, which is the vasodilating agent, Nobel Prize-winning science to back it up. And how we make it in our mouth is that the nitrates in our food, like beets and arugula, convert to nitrites in our mouth based on good bacteria. And if you don't have the right, microbiome, you take mouthwash, like you said, kills 99% of all bacteria, good and bad. You don't have the bugs to convert the food into nitric oxide, and that's a really, accelerant for the aging process and the hardening and the stiffness of the body. So anything you can do to put in your mouth that's gonna, like in Ayurveda, we do oil pulling and, tongue scraping and things like that that are natural, where chewing this gum is gonna have a similar effect. We're sparing the good bacteria, allowing that conversion to take place in its natural way, which is really, really critical. And then of course, also some of that juice from the chewing the mastic gum is gonna drip down into your esophagus, into your stomach, and have real benefits on the lining of your stomach. Been shown to, I know, inhibit the production of H. pylori, which is an irritant inflammatory agent bug. It's naturally occurring, but it proliferates in your stomach in very high quantities when that stomach acid is low. And what makes stomach acid low is stress, right? Who doesn't have that these days? So we chronically have this low stomach acid issue. And the mastic gum is going to provide some protection for that lining and maintain healthy digestion, lack of bloating. So there's a lot of research on the upper digestive benefits. Talk to me about that as well.
Yeah. Everything, when people think of digestion, they think, okay, this is just isolated to what's happening in the stomach. But of course, anything to get into your stomach, first it must pass through your mouth. And digestion begins the second you begin that chewing process. And so, like I mentioned earlier, once you start chewing, your body will start producing the saliva. That's creating the signals to the rest of your digestive system that food is coming. It's going to start sending up these enzymes and food starches to help maximize the amount of nutrition that is extracted from the mastication. So the act of chewing itself, you're using your entire facial muscles, which is something that really we're doing a lot of. I mean, modern food has largely engineered, we've removed the chewing process from modern society because the foods are so soft, and so much of our calories now comes from liquids rather than food that needs to be broken down. So if you're drinking all of your calories, and if the foods that you are eating are so processed that, they basically just slide down your gullet, then your body is realizing, okay, if I'm not using these chewing muscles, then why do I need them? And if I don't need them, then I will stop the development and stop sending energy to these places because I'll use them elsewhere. So, the old adage, use it or lose it. It's not just for, I mean, we all know that when it comes to muscles, right? If I'm not doing push-ups, then I don't need to have big chest muscles. Well, if I'm not chewing, then I don't need to have these jaw and facial muscles. And it goes much deeper than just the muscles too, because it's all connected to your actual skull shape and size and your airway shape and size. So a couple of points that you will notice now is there's a lot more people breathing through their mouth rather than breathing through your nose because people have much smaller nasal passages because their faces have shrunken because we don't need to have these wide faces, wide skulls, wide jaws, because we're not chewing grains and tubers or tendons and cartilage like our ancestors were. So we don't need to have the same things, the same tools that they had. So now my breathing is constricted and I have to breathe through my mouth because my nose is so narrow. But the problem with that is you're a much more efficient breather when you breathe through your nose. I mean, that's the reason why you have the nose is because the mouth is for eating, the nose is for breathing. Your nose filters and humidifies the air when you breathe, when you inhale, and when you exhale, the air is different. So you're a much worse breather when you're breathing through your mouth, and your face is shrunken. Your mouth is crowded, and so that is why every kid now has braces, because their mouths simply cannot fit. And that's why everybody has their wisdom teeth extracted, is because the mouths are smaller. And so we're seeing, in real time, the shape has negatively impacted people from how their great grandparents looked and lived. So chewing is extremely important. I really cannot stress enough the importance of chewing. And chewing mastic is even better, because if you've never chewed mastic, the texture is and the resistance profile is unlike any other gum you've chewed before. Other gum is mushy. There's nothing. You can't do anything with it. It's like slime. But mastic is tough. You sink your teeth into it. It's a very tactile experience. It feels good. It's like doing curls for your biceps, but you're chewing on something. So it's a great way to activate something. It's like, you ever chew a well-done steak? It's kind of like that, where at the end, your jaw, it's burning because you haven't had to work that hard. And so that's what chewing mastic is like. It's a great workout for your face, while at the same time, you're extracting all of these benefits from its antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties. So it's such a total body win for you.
Yeah, what's cool about mastic gum too is that, regular gum, you chew it and you spit it out shortly thereafter. But mastic gum, I don't know what it is about it, maybe like that resistance profile, but you kind of just find enjoyment chewing it for hours, which is kind of really, I think, the benefit of it and the uniqueness of it is that you don't want to spit it out. You just keep chewing it and strengthening your jaw. And not only has our jaw and our airways become smaller, but we've actually have something called de-evolution, where actually humans are now growing up and not even producing wisdom teeth any longer. So that is a huge change that's taking place because the airways in the jaw, just because, like you said, lack of chewing has gotten so small that the body's just not producing wisdom teeth in cases already happening. So we see that happening, and that doesn't just affect your mouth size and lack of wisdom teeth, because people get them pulled out anyway, which is, kind of a very controversial thing to do. But it's the small and narrowing of the airways that affects brain health. And we know that chewing makes you smarter. I mean, here in Colorado, they actually give gum to kids before they take their SATs and their standardized tests because they're smarter when they're chewing gum. They don't give them mastic gum, they give them like juicy fruit or something. But still, just the fact of chewing actually pumps the circulation, the nutrition into the brain, and also the waste, the lymphatic waste out of the brain is all enhanced dramatically by chewing. So, I'm a big fan of the mastic gum. I think people have to kind of get used to it because it's a little hard at first, and then you have to chew it, it becomes soft. But the cool thing is you can literally chew it for hours and hours, and really an effective tool. But you also have capsules now, and so I'm assuming the capsules are more for that upper digestive, indigestion, heartburn kind of imbalance versus the gum, which is more for oral health, although the gum will drip down into your esophagus and heal the esophagus and the stomach lining as well. When do you use each? What's your recommendation?
Yes, the capsules are a great way to get the concentrated benefits into your gut health. Like you mentioned, of course, you will still get those residual benefits from chewing the mastic. But the capsules are nice because it's a great way to get a precise dose. You can make it part of your daily supplement stack, and you don't have to worry if you don't enjoy the chewing aspect of the mastic, because although I love it, and many people do love that, just that ritual of that continual, it's like people have that oral fixation. They need to be doing something, whether that's vaping or smoking or chewing tobacco or having a toothpick. chewing mastic is a great way to get that fixed, but without any of the negative side effects that come along with any of those other things that I just mentioned. But because mastic is tough, it is a workout, but it's not for everybody. So if you have a lot of dental work, or if you are a senior citizen or whatever, like you have braces, like, and you cannot chew it, this is the way for you to still get all of the benefits and then some, just by taking it in a simple capsule. So what I like to do is I just make sure I take two every single day in the morning, just to set me up for the full day ahead of me. But for most people, what I recommend is, if you do suffer from H. pylori or indigestion or heartburn, take a capsule, 30 minutes before a meal or when you can expect to feel those symptoms, and that will really soothe something that would come along from that meal. So if you normally get heartburn at dinner time, take it before dinner, and that'll make sure that your system is good to go for the rest of the evening. I like to combine both, so I'll chew gum when I work out, because it's just one of those things that helps me lock in. It's a mindless way for me to stay engaged. Similar to walking, chewing gum is kind of like walking for your mind, in that it's a passive activity. Like, you don't have to think about it, but you're not doing nothing. You're still doing something. So it's like, you always have these great ideas when you're walking or in the shower, because you're not fully disengaged, but you're not fully engaged either. And so I put chewing in that same category, where it just allows these things to come and go through you. So I'll chew gum when I'm in the gym, exercising, whatever, and then I'll take the mastic capsules in the morning. Or if I know I'm going to be having some food that has given me indigestion in the past, I'll have some before a meal.
Now, I think that's great that you have both now, because I mean, for years and years, mastic gum was, a supplement that you could get specifically for heartburn. And specifically, the research shows for H. pylori, which is an opportunistic bacteria that takes advantage of a low acid environment. And when you have no acid in your stomach, then the food becomes like an irritant because you're not breaking the food down. And that can create an environment where the H. pylori proliferate, they irritate the lining, and give you heartburn from a low acid environment. And the mastic gum, what I've read, has actually been shown to protect that lining and actually support that, the upper digestive strength without just like blocking the acid, which is what we do in Western medicine, right? Just give you an anti-acid agent. And it's just really the opposite. It's bringing the balance. Again, the same environmental microbial balance in your mouth, you're getting in your stomach. And that's why I think it's great. And also, research shows with mastic gum, when you take the capsule, you're going to get a much bigger dose into the small and large intestine. It's been shown to be protective as an anti-inflammatory for, intestinal health as well. So that's a, you know, that's a, so we have a microbiome in our gut, in our stomach, in our mouth. And the mastic gum with the capsules, you're going to get obviously a more therapeutic dose in your small and large intestine and even in your stomach than just the drip fed effect of just chewing it and swallowing it. Although I'm sure that the reason why we know these benefits is people in Greece would just chew it all the time, I would imagine. And when you're chewing gum, which is kind of cool, at least in America, you're not eating, you're not feeling that hunger, hormone kicking in where you're constantly hungering and eating and eating. So when you're chewing this, it kind of occupies you and creates a level of satiety as well. So I think it's neat that
Absolutely.
you have both, because I do think that they both really have value from your jaw health, from your teeth health, to your gum health. I still use it and chew it on a regular basis. I just gave a pack to my daughter who is loving it. Because, people who are in the know understand how important it is to chew our food, which we just don't do. Even if you try to chew your food the way it comes, like eggs and toast, or oatmeal, I mean, those are not foods we're chewing heavily. So just think about, like you said, compared to our ancestors eating tubers out of the ground, and it's just completely different world we live in. So anything we can do to strengthen that jaw, increases brain function, creates that saliva you're talking about, which are your, not only is it, creating good bacteria, but also your saliva is where your enzymes, your digestive enzymes kick in. So you really want that. And chewing is what makes that happen, which is kind of just a really cool thing. Is there anything else that we didn't cover? I know we have an earlier podcast we did with you before that we went into a lot of this before, so people can refer to that as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd really just like to reinforce the idea that in addition to chewing in general, which is fantastic for your overall health, the if you are suffering from any of the ailments that we've talked about, like heartburn, indigestion, H. pylori, bad breath, the treatments or the remedies to these things already exist. They're already out there. But the problem is that you most likely just are not aware of them. And so a lot of these ancient remedies or folk wisdom or, oh, my grandma used to put onions in her socks, whatever, these things that you hear about. I would say with certainty that most of these things do have at least kernels of truth in them. The longer something has been around for, the more likely it is that it will continue to be around for. And so many of these folk things, the more we unpack these with science, it's like, okay, my great grandma was onto something after all, right? Like, it does astound me how did they figure these things out? There are so many things that, okay, the more we uncover, the more we realize we've already known this, we just forgot about it. So, especially when it comes to trying to get relief, don't go to the latest chemical concoction that's just been released that you need to talk to the pharmacist at the grocery store about, because these things are, they may give you that short-term immediate relief, but what you've done is you've destroyed all that good bacteria that your body has spent so long cultivating. And so the idea isn't to kill everything. The idea is to help proliferate the good bacteria and support it so that it can flourish. And mastic is a fantastic way to do that, whether that's bad breath or plaque buildup, heartburn. If you're a pregnant woman who suffers from heartburn, mastic is a fantastic tool for that. I know from firsthand experience with my wife who suffered from debilitating heartburn during her pregnancies. There's so much of these things they're told that they over-the-counter medicines that they're told not to take, not safe for pregnant women. So it's really tough for them to get that relief. But there are natural remedies out there. Mastic is one of those things. So I just want people to be aware, like, to not discount things that they've heard from their grandparents or their great grandparents, and approach those with a much more open mind, because you really don't have much to lose by at least trying these things, and don't rely on what somebody else will say will work. Like, you need to be your own test patient and try these things out for yourself and see how they feel and try and get in tune with your body. And at the very worst case, like, you're just becoming more aware of your feelings and the inputs and the outputs for your body.
Yeah, no, absolutely great points. And also, don't forget about, my listeners, that I've written many articles about breathing, and studies show there's at least 15 studies that show if you strengthen your diaphragm, you can reverse your heartburn, GERD, reflux, and indigestion. Things like that, plus the Greco gum, the mastic gum, are all tools that you can really, work with and create some really powerful results. So I want you all to know that Logan, who's also the founder of Greco Gum, which is the mastic gum company, he's giving everybody, all of our listeners, a 10% discount. Just use the code LifeSpa, LIFESPA, and you get 10% off your order at grecogum.com. That's GRECO gum.com. com, and you get 10% off using the code LifeSpa. So check that out. Go to Greco Gum for more information. Also, I've written a handful of articles about mastic gum on my website at lifespa.com, and there's also links to grecogum.com there as well. It's my favorite gum because it's the cleanest and it's the freshest, because sometimes they come really hard and they're crispy, and this works really, really well. So Logan, again, thanks for coming again. I really appreciate it. And we'll get our folks to kind of learn more about mastic gum. It's an important piece of the puzzle.
Always a pleasure, John. And if anybody is curious to get more into the nitty gritty about mastic and the scientific research and evidence behind the product, they can visit our website. We have a number of articles that are filled with citations, with sources, all research backed. So we get into the nitty gritty details about mastic and all its powerful qualities on our website. So if you are curious about learning more, that's a great resource. And of course, your articles as well.
Cool. All right, Logan, good to see you again. Thanks for coming, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.
You bet. Hi, everybody. I just want to take a minute and tell you what we do here at lifespa.com. You know, I've been in practice now for 40 years, 38 of them have been practicing Ayurvedic medicine full-time. For the last 20 years, I've been writing articles and doing videos on the ancient medical wisdom of Ayurveda with the modern science. You know, if something's been around for 1,000 years, still practiced today, and you have modern science to prove it, boy, I really feel like that's something we should all be taking a look at. And that's what we do at lifespa.com, and all that information is for free. So just go to lifespa.com and search in your health topic, and you'll get the information, the article that you need, hopefully that will help you. While you're there, check out our Ayurvedic store. You can get there through lifespa.com or go to store.lifespa.com. And there we have all of our organic Ayurvedic herbs, organic skincare line, more books, tapes, knowledge that we give you is all there at our store. All of our cleansing kits are there in our store. All of our herbs are whole herbs with the natural occurring microbiome, the way it came out of the soil. And that's critically important, because if I took the bugs out of you, you'd be completely different. We take the bugs away from a plant, like sterilizing and making an extract or spraying your food with pesticides, you lose significant benefit of that plant. And that's why we use the whole plant with the natural occurring microbiome. So check us out, learn more about what we're doing here at lifespa.com, and we'll see you again.
This recording is brought to you by LifeSpa, where ancient Ayurvedic wisdom meets modern science. Get access to free health video newsletters by Dr. John at lifespa.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.